God bless you.
Bless you, Master.
It's so long since first we met. And in these times when we have sat together and talked, we have had many causes to search one another's thinking and to know one another's hearts. And we have looked among, having listened to the things you have said, and the way you have said and believed in it. And we have come to the knowledge that all is well, that all is as it should be. And there will come those among you who will bring a fortification of the process upon which you have embarked. They will bring a new light and a new way again of thinking. They will have also their own conceptions concerning the way they believe and have seen for themselves life here on earth, and their comparisons with those of the teachings which you are searching so lovingly to find. These are not spiritual beings I am talking of. These are material beings. One by one, they will come and they will go. But you will remain. And you will continue to unfold with Marcello and the brother Gassus Emmanuel a new understanding of the Word of God and how it applies to your life today. Why am I saying this? Perhaps you are thinking, well, we knew this already. But I want to say this to you, to point out to you that you have, in the way you have worked and progressed and persevered and remained stalwart to those things which you know in your heart and feel to be right. Is this not a true example of the one word you have come to speak with Marcello of tonight? Is this not a true example of a faith? You are a light unto yourselves. And as your faith grows, so you also will grow. And you will expand. And you will proclaim those many things you seek to do. And as you seek to do these things, you will feel in your heart that there are always obstacles to be put in our pathway. And just when we think we are about to progress, there comes another. Have we not talked to you of the importance of creating within your heart a dream, an ideal, a belief based upon your faith, just as a sculptor would do? And are you not in the process of carving for yourselves the fulfillment of this beautiful dream and ideal you have? All sainted and strengthened and supported by your faith. It may be, Brother John, that I have already answered perhaps one of your questions.
Yes.
But I will listen to it just the same. I will give you the opportunity to talk with myself.
Yes.
but please holy in your hearts, each and every one of you. There is no one senior to another. You are all on the same level of understanding according to your state of progression at this moment. And you are therefore in our eyes equally. And you are equal in the sight of God. But it is by His wish that we ordained Brother John the task of communication because of his standing in life and his calling to the holy cloth and the holy orders of his profession and of his belief and of his way of life to which he was called. You understand this, Brother John? Thing. And is everyone else understanding? And you are contained in your hearts that this is so. So, let us now, knowing that we have demonstrated to ourselves the strength of faith and the fulfillment of purpose born of that strength of faith, and let us go forward now and see if we can, together, unfold those things you seek to understand. So, Brother John, talk with my son.
Thank you for those thoughts that are set on faith. And if you have more to add to that, then I will go on to the perhaps the main question. Perhaps Gustav Emmanuel would like to talk
about that. Yes.
What is meant by Christians when they use the phrase that we are the body of Christ?
Hey, Brother John, in the days gone by, and in again in your early days, in the times before Messiah, many of these phrases were used. They were used to imprint into the minds of people the importance and the need for them to understand the Spirit of Christ. And do you see? Those of his children who believed in him and who loved him so much and wanted so much to be a part of him and of all he believed, of all he did, wanted to work with one accord, one in faith, you say in your prayers, one hope, one God. And you see, this one faith, this one hope, this one God was brought to the understanding of man through the love of Christ, through his dedication to mankind, and through his service to God. And he looked upon this collectively as a body of beings, a body of love, loving souls, both here on this earth and in the next. And his disciples saw this and understood this. And he spoke to the masses when they taught of the body of Christ. By this they meant the whole mass of those who believed as one body, as one being, as one thought, as one hope, one faith, all in one God. This was the beginning of these phrases. But where did this really originate? What planted this into the minds of those of his disciples? And surely, Brother John, the answer for you here is so simple. It was born in their minds at the Last Supper, when God, through Christ, spoke of this body. This is my body. This is my son. This is my blood. This is my cause. A whole body of causes and purposes and events molded into one faith, one belief, the way of Christ. And so his disciples look upon it as the body of Christ. Take it, for this is my body. And this as I did. And are they not saying it to you now? Is not Marcello saying it to you now? Take this love. Make it a part of you. Digest it. For it is the love of Christ. It is the body of Christ. It is the body of his being. The body of his faith. The body of his truth, the body of his love, the body of his eternal trust in God, and immovable dedication to the purpose of God on earth. And so all these aspects are brought together in the words of the disciples and the prophets, as one body, the body of Christ. And so this belief has been handed down. Sometimes it may have been misconstrued, a little misunderstood, and used sometimes more as a phenomenon than a faith and a truth. But the whole conception of this was born in the minds of those of his disciples in the evening of the Last Supper. Do you understand this, Brother John?
Yes, absolutely.
Does this make you happy?
I have been given, Marcello. It's very beautiful, and we thank you.
We live, and we breathe, and we exist, and we progress in the body of Christ, simply because of our faith. So you see, Brother John, your questions are all intermingled.
Yes, very nice indeed.
Mr. Nitya. Benvenuto, Mama. Is there any more you wish to talk with me on now?
I think we've asked you all the questions.
Would you wish me to talk with you on a topic of your choosing?
Well, I've given you my two, and I'm grateful for this, Marcello.
Who else will wish for a topic of their choosing? So silence is wisdom.
I was thinking of his love and understanding.
Molto brillante. Sì, credo male, non ti. Cristina, you have not been standing as still as you have felt. You have been moving very gently, like a ship across the ocean. He does not paddle itself, but he is propelled by an inner power. And you also, my child, are propelled by an inner power. Tell me once again, what is your question, Christopher?
How would you describe love and understanding?
Che dono si amore, sì, certo. Love. What is love? Love, it takes so many forms. It is in so many things. But love to Marcello is a total, unquestioning acceptance of all things around you, without fear, without question. It is an acceptance of all those things which are pleasing to the Spirit and with which the Spirit can become one. You understand this, Christian?
I understand what you're saying.
Same, see. So you see, love is the true expression of the Spirit within. A simple answer. It is the true expression of the God power within man. It is the true expression of his acceptance of his fellow beings, of his fellow creatures, of the need for those around him to be understood. And is his strength to understand. Is from his love, from the expression of his Spirit, where he finds the strength to understand and to accept and to forgive and to have a compassion and to have all these things which are gifts of the Spirit. Was it not said of faith and hope and charity? But the greatest of these is charity, and charity is love. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Christian?
Yes, I do.
And are you content with what we have said so far?
I'm content with what you've just said, yes, certainly.
Now tell me the next part of your question.
Understanding.
Understanding is love. As I have just said, Matunde, you have embraced all these things. Without love, there is no true understanding of your fellow man. I know you can read the book and understand the words. Not only because you love what you are reading. You can understand many things. But the gift of this understanding, whatever it is because you love to a degree that which you are seeking understanding of and expressing understanding of. So you see, Christopher, your question, once again, is really one question. And there is only one answer. It is the true expression of the Spirit of God within. This is the love and the understanding. Does this make you happy?
You said, to start off with, accepting everything. I'm sure you didn't mean absolutely everything. But would it be reasonable to say that when you said charity was love, charity is giving, so love is giving also?
Love is the service. Love is the service to others. And to serve one another is to give of yourself. And this is the giving I'm talking of. I am basing all this. All these things are gifts of the Spirit, and they are given of the Spirit, and they are received of the Spirit. I know there are things of which you perhaps have an understanding, or a brief understanding, which are not good for your progression, and would would possibly retard your progression. But is it not a gift of love that you have an understanding of this in order to prevent you from falling into its trap and falling by the wayside? Is this not a flash of the love of God within, helping you to identify right from wrong, simply through understanding what is right and wrong? Is this not an attribute of love for you from God? Do you understand? Is this make you content in that, Chris?
Yes,
I will talk with you for a little while, and I will tell you a story. I will tell you a story of one who inspires interest. For it is a story which has great meaning for those things which you seek within. It is the story of Kim Susan. Kim Susan was a rickshaw boy, and he was a very mischievous rickshaw boy. And he was always in a hurry. He was always running here, running there, never stopping to think, doing many mischievous things. And he was a typical boy, by coincidence, about the same age as Marcello, when I left this plane. Kim Susan lived in a small Chinese province, way back in the times of the Ming Dynasty. And just outside this province, in the mountains, there was a great temple. And the master of this temple, Chu Ling, was a good and a kindly man. And many times people would come to this little province and they would ask of the rickshaw boys to take them to the temple so that they may worship in the temple with the master Chu Ling. And on one occasion, a visitor came and he asked Kim Susan, please to take me to the temple where I may go in the worship. So Kim Susan took the man to this temple. And it was at this time of the close of the day. And Kim Susan journeyed into the temple. And when the man had left him, Kim Susan, being a mischievous boy, decided he would take his shortcut across the forbidden gardens, the holy gardens of the temple, with his rickshaw. And as he did so, passing a lake and some great tall floral shrubs, he suddenly came upon the master, Chu Ling. And the master spoke to him and called him, Kim Susan. Kim was terribly surprised and very, very frightened, because here was this great master sitting in a meditation under the blossoms beside the lake. And the one thing which astonished him most of all was that the master knew his name. And he had not yet opened his eyes, but yet he knew it was the Kim Tusan. And Kim Tusan went to his side, very humbly and very frightened. And the master bid him to sit beside him. And trembling, the boy sat quietly at his side. And the master said no more. He simply sat in the silence of his own inner peace. Kim Tusan, being what he was, found it very difficult to sit still for so long. And he was, he was becoming very troubled and very fidgety. And he wanted to move, but he dare not, because he had already understood that Chu Ling could see him even though his eyes were shut. And then suddenly the master spoke to him. And he said to him, Kim Tusan, look into the heavens and tell me what you see. And Kim Tusan looked into the heavens and he said to him, Master, I can see lots and lots of stars twinkling away in the heavens, but I see nothing else. And Chu Ling said to him, as above, so beneath. And he said to him again, look into the lake, Kim Tusan, and tell me what you see. And Kim Tusan went into the lake and he said to him, I can see the stars twinkling in the heavens, in the waters. And again Chu Ling said to him, as above, so beneath. And Kim Tusan was troubled by this. And he said to him, but Master, why do you keep saying to me, as above is so beneath, when above is the heavens and beneath is the earth and the waters? Chu Ling said to him, are you not looking upon the reflection of the heavens in the waters beneath the Kim Tusan? And he said, yes, Master. And Chu Ling said to him, Kim Tusan, the earth is no different to the heavens. For there in the heavens is a great inky blackness and a vast emptiness. And but for the millions of the lights which adorn the heavens as the stars in the sky, bring into this great inky blackness a beauty, a mysterious beauty and depth. And each one twinkling in its own way. Each one is an individual. Each one has his own little piece of his space. And here on the earth, Kim Tusan, there are many such little planets who all twinkle in their own way and who all have their own little space. They call them human beings. And you are one of those And if you allow yourself to be a good boy and do all those things which are good, then your light will shine and twinkle and cause upon this darkened earth a little light to make it a little more beautiful and a better place to be. And so you see, this is why I say to you, as above, so beneath. And he said to Kim Tu-san, also I would remind you, Kim Tu-san, when you look upon the surface of the water, to remember the surface of the waters and the reflections thereupon do not reveal its true depths. And just because you in your light-heartedness reflected to some an image of a mischief, we know that deep within you, in your true depths, there is the spirit of love. The hour is getting late, against yourself. Remember all I have said, and go your way. And Kim Tu-san remembered these things, and he went his way. And as the hour was growing dark, and had even gone darker by now, Kim Tu-san was running through his province, through his little township, and he must misjudge his position, fell into the river, and was taken in to these realms. And meanwhile, in the gardens of the temple, Chulin looked into the heavens, and he said once again, as above, so beneath. This is the true story of Kim Tu-san. It is a story we would wish you to remember. And when you look into the heavens, into this vast blackness of the universe, lightened up by these myriads of little planets, shining, reflected by a great light. Remember in your hearts that just as it is in the heavens, so it is here on earth. There is a darkness on this earth, and such as the light, and such as you, that there is a beauty added to this earth and to its darkness by the aura of your love and understanding. And whatever you may see on the surface of one another, remember, as the Chulin say, the surface of the waters do not reveal its depth. And what you see on the surface of your neighbor also does not always receive and reveal its depth. For there is always a great love within, seeking to be born again. And you, with your faith and with your love, and with your understanding, the three things upon which you have dwelt this night can reveal to one another and to your fellow men that as above, so it is beneath. You understand this? This is the story of Kim Tu-san. And it is the story of each and every one of you. Remember it when you walk in doubt. And when you have fear in your hearts, look into the heavens and seek your faith. And know and understand that the light in the heaven is only a reflection of the light which is in your aura and in your love. For your firmament. I really leave you now to contemplate these things. I will leave you to seek an understanding. The understanding of the faith, of the hope, and of love. All of these from which is born understanding. God bless you. God bless you, my children.
God bless you.
Let the light which is in your heart shine forth and reveal to mankind your true depth and your true purpose here on earth. It is said by those of all time that by faith we may remove mountains. By faith, we can heal from afar. By faith, we can reveal the true love of God within us. I say to you, my children, keep your faith. Continue to grow. Continue to grow in the love of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Continue to grow in the love of his prophets and of his disciples. Continue to grow in the sure and true knowledge that the love of God shall remain an ever-dominant power over mankind, but not to dominate with fear nor pain, but to dominate with gentle joy and revelation of the Spirit and the understanding of God's majesty here on earth. Faith, hope, and love are those things you have chosen to speak of, and these are the things which you reveal to yourselves each time you commit yourself to this moment of prayer and solitude and grace. I would say only this. In addition to those things you have already received and done and practiced, where there is not purity of heart, there cannot be the purity of the Spirit, and the purity of the Spirit cannot reveal itself through the murkiness and depths of material thinking and jargon. So we say, be mindful always of your inner cleanliness. Be mindful of the cleanliness and the interpretations of those things you speak. Let thine eye be single. and filled with the purity of life. Let your mouth be the mouth of an angel, filled with the purity of his love and the teaching and philosophy of his grace. And let your heart be filled with the purity of being, the purity of the divine grace within, which is of the Spirit of God. Therefore, my children, I say in love, cleanse yourselves, prepare your spirit, prepare your understanding and your way of life to those of a divine creation and a divine grace and a divine purpose, a divine cause, and walk in purity and peace, in love, in faith, in hope. I reverse these things, that you may think more clearly of them, for they are too easily said in their true secret, and so easily forgotten. Having said these things, my children, shall we now pray to the Father and ask his grace? O Lord, who desirest not the death of a sinner, but that he experiences eternal life, we know and love and trust, O Father, that we as sinners here on earth come before thee in love and trust and in human faith and hope, that you will receive us and know us for what we are, and that you will cleanse us and bless us and receive us into thy service and keep within our hearts thine eternal peace and purpose, that thy faith may remain whole, and that our love shall prosper and grow, and that our eternal hope in thee shall be made manifest in those things we reveal to our brother men. Father, we bless and praise the head of our brother John. Bless him in his dedication and service, and reveal to him in thy good grace his true cause on earth. Bring him closer to our fold. Bring him closer to the love and the grace of those who inspire him. To all these children, Father, bring unto them thine eternal gift of life and revelation of truth and peace and the purification of the spirit, the mind and of the body, that they may be true, bright, shining lights here on earth, lighting the pathway for those who are so blind they will not see, and for those who are so deaf they will not hear, for those who are so dumb they will not speak, and yet, O Father, affliction has not touched them. May the peace and the love of God and the truth and the grace of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who, in the spirit of the one true living God, revealed to mankind peace and joy in the spirit of Christ. May he rest and remain with you and dwell within your heart, and may his light shine upon you, cleanse, purify, and caress eternally. Keep you in his peace, and reveal unto your spirit his joy, and manifest unto you the truth of his love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.